the sites that you see, along dusty roads when you were going to our project sites are humbling and scary and devastating, depending on the regions where we arrive. And what's truly shocking is it does change depending on the regions. In some regions where the rains completely have fallen, you see acute malnutrition in the north, upwards of 38%. To declare famine by UN standards is 30%. It's very difficult to verify many of the numbers for sample sizes, but the regions here are suffering enormous. 2.6 million Kenyans, of course, across the entire East Africa region, 11 million. But in the very regions where we work, in our schools, for example, we see about 6,000 kids in need of food support. We see, we've one by one calculated 3,500 pregnant or breastfeeding mothers in need of food support to help their families through this time. But what perhaps is truly most shocking of all is that in regions where long-term development has taken place, where Free the Children has a history, where there are bore wells, where there's irrigation, where there's water catchment systems, where there's alternative income projects, you find people who are easing by. It's difficult, but not facing acute malnutrition versus in other regions where it is absolutely horrific. And it shows you that much of the suffering is preventable if the world community will make a long-term commitment to ensuring that this never happens again through long-term development. The rains here don't fall until October. Food stocks are continuing to dwindle. People have cut back their caloric intake dramatically. The protein diets have largely come to an end. Anything requiring food itself, cattle, goats, have been slaughtered, eaten, sold, sometimes literally dropped dead on the side of the road, carcasses before you can reach to market. Corn, maize, that's ground into something called ugali, which is a white paste-like substance that's cooked, is the main source, and even that, many people don't cook anymore because the firewood scarcity, it's expected to get worse up until the rains start falling in October. And even then, although you'll see water, see rain, the harvest is, full looking an 8-9 month period before you see people being able to grow and self-sustain themselves again. Why it's so important that people give now. Free the Children, many organizations that are active on the ground appreciate that support, but even perhaps more important that people give again in 6 months, 9 months, that we don't forget this region, because this crisis, it needs to be prevented. There was a drought 2 years ago, 6 years ago. This is in a region where long-term development is so desperately necessary.